Well, a beautiful good Thursday morning to all of us. And the word reminds us that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And today we're going to continue in our study of 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 through 29. In today's reading, when John uses the word world, he's talking about the realm of evil, which is temporary, whereas eternal life is promised to those who do the will of God. John also describes the enemies of Christ, and then he concludes with the admonition to obey the Spirit's teaching and remain in union with Christ. So let's go ahead and get started in our scripture reading this morning. Verse 7, my dear friends, this command I am writing you is not new. It is the old command, the one you have heard from the very beginning. The old command is the message you have already heard. However, the command I now write to you is new, because its truth is seen in Christ and also in you. For the darkness is passing away and the real light is already shining. If we say that we are in the light yet hate others, we are in the darkness to this very hour. If we love others, we live in the light, and so there is nothing in us that will cause someone else to sin. But if we hate others, we are in the darkness. We walk in it, and we do not know where we are going because the darkness has made us blind. I write to you, my children, because your sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who has existed from the beginning. And I write to you, young people, because you have defeated the evil one. I write to you, my children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who has existed from the beginning. And I write to you, young people, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have defeated the evil one. Do not love the world or anything that belongs to the world. If you love the world, you do not love the Father. Everything that belongs to the world, what this, you know, sinful self desires and what people see and want and everything in this world that people are so proud of, none of this comes from the Father. It all comes from the world. The world and everything in it that people desire is passing away. But those who do the will of God live forever. Then John continues on to describe the enemy of Christ in verse 18. My children, the end is near. You were told that the enemy of Christ would come, and now many enemies of Christ have already appeared, and so we know that the end is near. These people really did not belong to our fellowship, and that is why they left us. If they had belonged to our fellowship, they would have stayed with us. But they left so that it might be clear that none of them really belonged to us. But you have had the Holy Spirit poured out on you by Christ, so that all of you know the truth. I write you then not because you do not know the truth. Instead, it is because you do know it, and you know also that no lie ever comes from the truth. Who then is a liar? Is it those who say that Jesus is not the Messiah? Such people are the enemy of Christ. they reject both the Father and the Son. For those who reject the Son reject also the Father. Those who accept the Son have the Father also. Be sure then to keep in your hearts the message you have heard from the beginning. If you keep that message, then you will always live in union with the Son and the Father. And this is what Christ Himself promised to give us, eternal life. I am writing this to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But as for you, Christ has poured out His Spirit on you. As long as His Spirit remains in you, you do not need anyone to teach you. For His Spirit teaches you about everything. And what He teaches is true, not false. Obey the Spirit's teaching, then, and remain in union with Christ. Yes, my children, remain in union with Him, so that when He appears, we may be full of courage and need not hide in shame from Him on the day that He comes. You know that Christ is righteous. You should know then that everyone who does what is right is God's child. And that's the end of our Bible reading for today. Today's key verse is 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, where it says, "You know that Christ is righteous. You should know then that everyone who does what is right is God's child." Now, in just a bit of reflection, we have seen John compare living in the light with living in the darkness, and contrasting sin with living a pure life before God. You know, Christians of various levels of maturity are being addressed, and, you know, they are being encouraged to, you know, be strong with what they have, where they're at in their life. And then John also talks about the enemies of Christ. And they are described as people that are going to be passing away. They're of this world, and the things of this world will be passing away. So lastly, I would like to ask you, what is your understanding of the truth as John talks about the truth in verses 20 and 21, where he says, "But you have had the Holy Spirit poured out on you by Christ, and so all of you know the truth. I write you then not because you do not know the truth. Instead, it is because you do know it, and you also know that no lie ever comes from the truth." And so John is encouraging us to be truthful, to keep the truth pure. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, help me each day to follow your teachings and hold fast to your truth. I want to live in union with you. And thank you for your promise of eternal life and for the assurance that I am God's child. Amen. Okay, church, well, that's the Bible reading for this beautiful Thursday morning, and I look forward to being with you once again tomorrow morning. Until then, just be blessed in all the fullness that God has for each of us. Amen.